Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with me, David Shombe. And yeah, I think it's quite very important. It's quite crucial to thank Dwight and Helmut with Home Run Program. And yeah, it's that time of the evening where we discuss business, we discuss economics, we discuss global, continental, regional, and national affairs. It's the 8th of October, 2025, and we understand some of you, you are knocking off, you are on your way home. Some of you are having a very cold drink just to, you know, to take off, you know, that hard and long day. But the fact that you tune in to Eagle FM Namibia, your number one favorite talk radio station in Namibia, that is a very good thing. And we are going to accompany you from this hour of 6 until 7 in the evening. And this is your platform. This is your platform where we discuss issues that matter. So we discuss issues that of bread and butter. Like I'm already saying, make sure that you like and share our page, Eagle FM Namibia, in all our social media platforms, so that is the only way that you are not going to miss out when it comes to what is happening around you, what is happening outside there. And you can get the perspective, because we are always indicating to you that an informed nation is a nation that understand the direction, you understand what is coming in, what is going out, you understand where you are coming from, where you are, and where you are going, for you to get the vantage point, for you to get you know, a very clear position on what is in the future. You have to know, you must be able to understand what data mean, what are the current affair means, and how we can move forward. So a lot of things are happening in the continent of Africa. A lot of things are happening in our motherland continent. And it's also quite very important also to look at what is really happening in Africa before we go to what we have on the table today. Because just to give you a tip of today, we are going to speak about AI. We are going to speak about AI and information manipulation. And we are going to speak about the danger of AI. What is that we need to know? What is that that we need to be skeptical about? And looking at global affairs, particularly in terms of trade, we'll be able to understand that gold price hit historic 4,000 mark amid global uncertainty. You know, the world is the best place to be, particularly at this point in time, because it's not only about challenges which are there. There are also opportunities in terms of trade. And also the question that you need to ask yourself to say, even if the economy is going down statistics, even if the economy is moving up in terms of statistics, what is the impact? What is the impact of those, you know, what is the impact of that economic growth to those who are on the ground? What is the impact of those, you know, numbers when they are moving up, and also when the price in international market become favorable, especially to those countries with minerals? And when you speak about countries with minerals, you speak about Africa, where we contribute more than 30% of, you know, global minerals, and we're a strategic continent. And it's only a matter of us utilizing that opportunity. If there is any country to praise, particularly at this point in time, out of all the chaos, out of all the sanctions, we see that Zim is rising, and we see the reactions around there. But in terms of gold price, we'll be able also to see that in Asian trading, on Tuesday, London spot gold also neared a record, touching 3,980 per ounce during intraday trade. And analyst says there seems to be, you know, reflect investor anxiety over political and economic instability, including post-government shutdown, mounting to uncertainties in France and Japan. While we are celebrating the movement of, while we are celebrating the rating of gold, there are also those countries who are finding it very difficult. You must be able to understand that the federal government of United States of America is shut down. And you must also be able to see that when it comes to France, there is no government yet in France, although there is a president and there is also a parliament is yet to make decision. And in not more than 3 years, around five prime minister have resigned. And the country is going through one of the historic economic, downturn. And there is a fear of those who are trading. And it's not only about European countries or EU traders, but it's also about Africa, because the world is connected. It's a global village, and you cannot really detach from it. But you can learn to say, if situations are happening like this, what is that of which I do not know that I need to know, and what is that I need to learn? So. That is a context. But coming to Namibia, there is that's a news coming from Namibia University of Science and Technology there. The suspension of the vice chancellor, and you're also asking yourself to say the issue of PEGA Act. Where are we standing in terms of PEGA Act? As it has always been, indicated to say. The appointment of those who are leading Prastata, or those who are, in charge of either is a board of SOEs or is, institution council, because different names, same functions, depend on what the act has explained, is that, when you look at what the government is doing now, is trying to make sure that we look at, or it's looking at pillar number four, that is of NDP 6, that is effective public service delivery. That's why you see PEGA Act is a bit packed, going under review. But amid all that, the news in corporate affairs, particularly on the ground of academic institution, is not going away. Maybe also to see that there's a suspension of the vice chancellor of NUST. And at this point in time, it's up to institution to see what is the way forward, what can we learn from this, and what is the future of Namibia academic institution, especially in line with what the nation want to achieve, especially in connection with United Nations Sustainable Developmental Goal, especially as SDG 4 of quality education, and to see from that perspective what will happen. But yeah, today, as I indicated, we will speak about AI, the danger of AI in information or in disinformation, how we can handle that. And also, what are some of the things that we must be careful about, particularly on the ground that some of the news, they are too good to be true. And if you are not careful enough, if I'm not careful enough, we find ourselves being scammed, or we find ourselves with, AI being used to manipulate, to manipulate people, and also to get finance from people, particularly us young people who want fast money. We want to come out of this poverty, this unemployment. But when you see some news which are too good to be true, and our conversation for today is based on the aspect of what we have seen, particularly when the presidency released a statement which is indicating that that video that we have seen of the president speaking about investment, it's not a video, it was a well-crafted.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Investment is not a video, It was a well crafted by AI, where they can be able to manipulate the voice of the head of state, and they can also be able to make things look like real. It's not the first time. It's not the first time happening, especially to prominent people. The other time, the former first lady was also complaining about manipulation of, videos and also pictures around the internet. And that is something that we must be very, very careful about. And that's something that we must really learn. Now, the question that we need to ask ourselves is that something that you do not know, it will hit you fast and without you knowing. But why should we be ahead of the curve, especially when it's coming to the use of technology, especially when it's coming to the use of this new application, this new system? And how can we use technology to our advantage, and how should we not become part of how should we not be enslaved by the technology that was created by men, or that was created by human beings? Because in this world of advancement in terms of technology, there is always challenges, especially to those who are vulnerable. It's the same with new technological innovation, especially when you go on internet. You can go on your email. You may receive some email. And there was a time I was looking at my email, and one person told me that, David, there is this guy in China, and there is an account of a lot of money, and your name is the only one. Send me your ID and all these things. And I say, what are you talking about? Then after all, I did not reply on that. Then that person, who is very creative at writing those former documents, and imagine if it was not me, if it was somebody else who is desperate about getting something to put on the table and looking at that numbers, you may be able to send your documents. Then by the time you wake up, your account is back to the drawing board, and you are defeated financially, you are economically on zero, and you are pocketless on that ground. So now the question that we need to ask ourselves is that, where are we in terms of understanding of technology? Because there was an AI readiness report that was presented particularly from UNESCO, and also in line to look at how are Namibian institutions ready in the implementation of AI. And when you look at that report, you may be able also to see that there are some aspect where it is indicating that when it comes to Namibia, one of the key takeaways, particularly from Namibia AI readiness assessment report, is what we need to look at, especially when it comes to policy and legal framework. One of the things that you can take away from this is that there is a draft of a data protection bill. You must also be able to realize that when it comes to data protection, it is indicated that there is a draft. However, in terms of finalization of clear legal framework, is yet to be put on implementation. It's yet to be put on point. But you need to. What is very interesting is that when you look at what happened particularly recently in Nigeria, where the government have someone or the this indicator that in Nigeria, Meta, that is it's a parent company for Facebook and also Instagram, they reach a settlement. They reach a settlement of $32.8 million US dollars over bypassing the laws of data protection privacy and violation of data protection privacy. That is how ahead Nigeria is. And the question is that in terms of Namibia, what are some of the legal frameworks that are in place, particularly when it comes to the use of AI, the use of data, the use of information. And the other thing also that you need to look at is also the aspect of transformation of institution, because when you are a legal representative, for example, and there's a case related to the use of AI, what deep understanding that you have that you'll be able to defend that case, what deep understanding that you have that you'll be able to convince the judge on the technicality, on the technical aspect of the use of AI, the stealing of data, and also the manipulation of information. Because for you to win a certain case, or for you to convince, or for you to understand the case, particularly with technological involvement, you either need an expert to advise, you need also transformed judges, transformed magistrate, and also prosecutors who understand what does it mean when people are talking about AI beyond ChatGPT. Because when people are speaking about AI, somebody is only looking at ChatGPT, but it's more than that. It's more than that. There is a deep understanding of how machines are working, deep understanding of how robotics are working. And also, looking at the Namibia Readiness Assessment Report, one will also be able to understand that when it's come to education and academic institutions, that report, especially which was backed by UNESCO, is that some universities are integrating AI ethics related to that content of AI. However, not all academic institutions in Namibia. It's now up to you as a student of computer science, it's up to you as an academic, it's up to you as a researcher to go and understand, to say, in terms of AI ethics, in terms of the operations and the use of AI in academic activities, at what level, how should professors, academicians, and also those who are in charge of leading academic institutions should integrate AI ethics, and also AI evaluating platform, AI evaluating platform, and also to see, to come to the point where, at what point should AI be incorporated in academia, because it's an inevitable change which come into technology. You cannot live without it. It has advantages and it has disadvantages. And where are we drawing the line? Where are we drawing the line? Because when it's coming to information manipulation, information or disinformation is quite chaotic, and information is very powerful actually. Somebody may be able to tarnish your name using your picture, using your voice, using your movement and all these things, and presenting it out there. And when that person damage your reputation, it's very difficult for you to get it from that. But what we need to understand is also that we must also put in mind that in the area of AI, like in any other new intervention in development or new machines which come in, like any other things which come in the process of development, we must put in mind and we must be cognizant of the fact that we are still an unequal nation economically. Just like when we spoke about financial inclusion, for example, just like when you spoke about fintech, financial technology, the aspect of Namibian inequality is also involved into that. Imagine taking that video to somebody who is deep down the village anywhere in Namibia, who does not really have good content on how things are working nowadays. That person will be able to go somewhere, borrow money and invest, and say, that is a president, I know her, that is what she's saying, you cannot tell me anything. That is even our president, who has good ideas and good plans, and I'm going to invest this money and you cannot tell me that. But until it's too late to say, machines of nowadays, programs of nowadays can come up with similar messages, can come up with similar videos, can write a document, and very difficult to test the authenticity of that document until to the point where we understand how machines are working, how AI and also new technologies are working. Because if you are just at that point, we'll find it very difficult, and we'll not even get it right, especially when it comes to detecting of, misinformation, and will become so vulnerable. Now, when you look at, for example, at the aspect of digital and technical infrastructure in Namibia, the report of UNESCO, particularly in line with the Ministry of Education, and also to look at digital infrastructure, one will be able also to realize that there is a partial gain there. There is a partial gain that in terms of connectivity, in some areas they are digital infrastructure, but you also have some areas where the network is not networking. You have some areas in Namibia where people are still struggling to communicate due to the mobile network. And also there are some areas where it takes so long, or it depends, or it requires you to be at a certain area to climb on top of the tree for you to be connected and also get access to information. Because you can be in a certain town, you can be at a village where what is happening in window within 2 seconds you are reading it, what's happening outside the world within two minutes you are getting it. But there are some places where they are only waiting for Friday newspaper, they are only waiting for the villager newspaper to be downloaded and sent to them, and by the time it reaches there, other information have already reached there, even at the point where it becomes very difficult to detect between the fact and also what is fake. Because look at the report by IPPR, especially post 2019 national elections. Look at what IPPR have wrote, especially post 2024 elections, to see during this election campaigns, how many of people, because in election campaigns propaganda is inevitable, is part of politics to a certain extent, of overselling of a certain candidate. But through those who understood technology, they were also busy. Either it's tarnishing of somebody's name using AI, and it's also undermining democracy in that aspect. It's undermining democracy because different information are being passed incorrectly. And when that happens in a country where is the majority of the people are not having access to clear content-based, understandable information, and also do not have access to the latest infrastructure, particularly which regarding to communication and connectivity, you'll be able to see that it will have a negative impact. And like I've already indicated, especially when it comes to when it's coming to issues of cybersecurity, to say a lot of Namibians have become victims of cyber crime. And when you look at the Interpol report, the latest Interpol report on cybersecurity, particularly in Africa, you'll be able to realize that between 3 to 10 billion US dollars is lost through cyber crimes. That is annually in Africa. And what is very interesting is also that when you look at these reports and these presentations regarding cyber security, you will be able also to say that 90% of cyber crimes are not reported. And imagine what would be the case if that of which is happening in that space have already been if what's happening in that case have been recorded. Because remember, ask yourself this: how many Namibians are getting fake emails every day? How many Namibians are recruited by bogus institution which does not exist every day? How many Namibians are losing coins, losing money every day because of AI manipulation? And to what extent are those who are in charge of driving technological advancement to the people are moving? At what pace are they moving? Because progress is needed, but progress at a slow pace than your competitor, at a slow pace than something which is against your people, will not mean anything, because by the time the information reaches that person, it's already, things are already distorted, people are already angry. They may even be able to be skeptical of the right information when they reach them, because they were already taught about the first one, which look too good to be true. Because this does not only happen, or this misinformation does not only happen with our presidency, it happened with many people. But the question is that, what are we doing? What are we doing about it? And I'm not an expert in AI, and I'm always trying my best to make sure that what should I learn today? And in the next 5 years, where am I going to be if I only have the skills which I got from university? What are some of the technical skills should I learn? And how should we master these machines that are competing with us? And how should I not be threatened by technology? Then coming to the point of commanding technology and indicating to say, you technology, you new software, you were made by a person. You do not have emotion. It's me who have to control you. But I cannot control you without understanding you. I have to make sure that I understand how the technology is working. And I also ask questions. Because in Namibia, we have with a problem of not sharing information, especially these secret deals that people do. There is this thing of people scamming people at the ATM. Then somebody can come, David, where are you going with those guys behind that wall? Say, no, don't even talk to me. I'm dealing with serious people here. After a few minutes, a person is coming from that behind the walls running, looking for assistance. But you already told this aspect of us not sharing real information. The same man, I received this email. Apparently, I'm recruited, and apparently, I'm accepted at Harvard. You know, knowing exactly, I do not have right points to be accepted at Harvard. Apparently, I got this scholarship, but this person is just, asking for just 2,000, and he's also giving me a comparison table to say, if I do not give this within how many days, I will be able to my position will be able to be given to somebody, and I'm given a grace period. I was already sent an admission letter, for example. My ID number is here and all these things. Without you thinking, without you verifying those information, because we master how things are working. We like surprising people. To say, no, by the time they wake up, I'm at the University of Cape Town. I have my scholarship and also my allowance because I have received this email. By the time they wake up, I post on social media. Little did we know that sometimes when you want to surprise people, you end up surprising yourself. And they also end up surprised by the bad news also come out. You losing money because of that, lack of understanding how things are working. And I want to make it very clear to say, those who become victims of AI information manipulation are not people who are not thinking, but it's just a matter of also awareness to say, nowadays, every day, technology is advanced. Those who are in the field of computer science, IT, the computer language is changing every day. There are new codes every day. Computer language is changing every day. Computers are standing other computers now as we speak. And they are trying to find better ways of outcompeting others. US and China are still competing in terms of technology. Japan are still competing in terms of technology. Because when you look at the advanced world, it's no more about a supercomputer. Supercomputer is becoming now nothing. When you look at the Meta, for example, when you look at what Zuckerberg is doing now, you'll be able to see that there are smart specs that you can wear and can do everything. There are smart watches which are smarter than the users and smarter than the advanced computer and also advanced cell phones such as, I don't know types of iPhone, but maybe iPhone 32 Pro Max or the more advanced one. But what I'm trying to tell you is that let us put this thing in a discussion that we'll be able also to see that this discussion become variable. This discussion become productive to that extent that when I receive a certain email, when I see a certain video, when I look at a certain page, particularly on social media, I must be able to be very clear and verify information. And information verification is very important to say, man, this was stated here. Let me look at the page of the presidency. Let me look at the page of this ministry. Let me ask questions to those who are in that field. And also, don't think that when you get information, it's only you who got that information. There are those who can be able to assist you. And also the aspect of us not being ignorant. Because if you are not ignorant, we'll continue learning and just ask questions. Sometimes you got real information you don't want to share with people. But be careful of things which are too good to be true. Understand this principle to say, in this world, unless that person is your mother or your father, there is actually nothing for free. Even in that context, nature was supposed to be a give and take. You are somebody's kid. That parent invested in you, although not now, not tomorrow, one day when that person gets old, require you to assist him or her, because that's the nature of life. That's the nature of life. But somebody coming from outside and telling me, David, I'm going to give you 10,000 just by clicking in this link, by just putting your account number here. You think that person does not have family? And, these are things that we are not discussing, especially as young people, when we are at a platform. You just find a guy in the corner very angry, crying, or start fighting with people, but a person was scammed. But he was doing this secret deal for maybe 5 days without telling anybody, because he want to eat that money that's supposed to be money alone. How can you get something that you do not work for? There is nothing for free in this world. And the moment we understand that there is nothing for free, we may also be able to avoid ourselves, or we may also be able to prevent ourselves to become victims of these tricks. Because the tricksters of nowadays, the pickpocketers, and also the con artists of these days, are not the people who are not educated, are not the dirty guys that you meet in the street. These are the people who are wearing suits and every day they are in their offices. And if you do not know that, if you are expecting a criminal to come to you wearing what is supposed to be casual clothes, you are lying to yourself. These are guys who are driving Benz. These are guys who feeding their families with illegal money. And they are working on us who are ignorant, particularly the vulnerable. Now, let us look at the AI readiness report on Namibia is saying. Apart from technological infrastructure, there are identified gaps. There are identified gaps to say, especially at the policy platform. And I don't like this aspect of talking about policy so much, because policy has been a scapegoat of many indecision. But action matters. Policy framework can only support you. But if you have a very good policy without infrastructure, which is supported by that policy, then we have another long ways to go. That's why some of the gaps is, as I indicated, no formal policy framework on AI. Currently in Namibia. The other thing is also infrastructure gap, especially into remote and rural areas, because I'm indicating to you that you'll be surprised. Go to rural schools and you'll be able also to see that there's also a bit of people are too scared of changing. To say, if you were born before this development of machines, they are not able to change. You find those who are not even able to set text using a laptop. How will they manage a very beautiful text from Mr. Nobody about investment and all these things. And we are saying this to say people now become so creative. We have seen there are records of, pensioners who lost their whole pension money, and there's nothing that they can do because the con artist, the trickster, the pickpocketer, those who cultivate what they did not sow, have brought this person authentic document, or look, or a document which is looking like an authentic, a call which is looking like it's coming from a bank manager, and a signature of the private banker of that person. Then this person just took to press OK, and you end up losing your everything. But the beauty of things is this. In the world of chaotic activities which are happening, in the world of fast machine learning and also AI manipulators, there is also an opportunity to use that AI to learn and understand how it's working. There's an opportunity to use AI to learn and understand how things is working, because it's that battleground that we need to win in. Because if you're operating a digital, let us go and fight you at that digital platform. And that is the only way that you are going to win. Because if you disengage yourself, that no man, I'm just going to log out from this internet. I'm not going to use my email anymore. I'm not going to use anything anymore, because things are now very difficult. And people even manipulated the videos of prominent people, even the head of state. And I'm scared. Then you are not going to win. But at this point in time, where you find some, we have access to internet, I think it's time for us to also learn. It's time for us to enter the battleground of digital environment. Because if we are not entering that ground now, it will be too difficult. Because we may end up accepting everything. Because the truth now become very difficult to find. The truth become very difficult to find, especially with AI. And you can only win when you understand one. There's somebody who said for you to catch a criminal, you must understand how criminals are operating. You must understand their work, and you must understand what they eat, what they drink, and how they operate. And that is exactly what us young people of Namibia need to do. Not to say we must be criminals, but we must understand that we have already suffered from a lot of things. We have already suffered from a high rate of youth unemployment. We have already suffered from inactiveness in some institutions. We have already spent many years at home with the aim of getting a job somewhere. But somebody at that burden again, we have already problems of mental health. But at that burden again, somebody is adding. Because when they are fishing, when they are hooking, they are fishing from those small fish again. When you start your small business, somebody will just come and send you a text to say there's an investment from National Youth and Entrepreneurship Fund. There's this investment. And you can apply now before Friday. But little did you know that our lack of ignorance to understand that the pilot phase is already gone. We are waiting for another phase. It's already out. But there is an option that we need to do. There's an option that we need to take. The option that we need to take is that we must educate ourselves. We must listen to platforms like Eagle FM Namibia. We must read documents like the Villager newspaper. We must ask questions, and we must be able to be understanding how information is operating. Because nowadays, you can obtain your university degree by sitting in front of your computer with a Wi-Fi, as long as you pay their fee, or maybe you got a scholarship without literally paying anything. But those days, people spend thousands of hours in libraries. But when you go on internet, books are there. Digital platforms are there. But why are we not using this platform for our advantage? And why are we not using this platform to arm ourselves? Because when you are already told that this amount of money is being lost, because I was speaking to an economist today, it's a guy working for EU, then one thing that he taught me, and we thought the same actually, he stated to say, man, you know, when you look at money which is coming in Africa formally, and money which is leaving Africa informally or illegally, I put it that way to say, when you look at the amount of money which is coming to Africa, especially legal money which is coming either as donor, either as investment, either as somebody buying in Africa, and you look at the money which is, you know, leaving Africa without any trace, you will be shocked, because there is always an imbalance. There is always an imbalance because the system is an open book. They said the system is an open book. And it's also the matter of one thing that we have been advocating for, especially from the aspect of young people, is the thing of investing in internal research. You do not need to be sent to MIT to understand how computers are working. You must learn here in Namibia. To say the most intelligent kids that we are getting out of school, we send them to defend our country, that platform. Because the same way you have an army to fight the physical war, in the same way you have computer experts, cyber security experts to fight a cyber war. That is how advanced things are. The same way you have police officers to deal with physical criminals, in the same way you must have, you know, cyber experts to detect, analyze, and also penalize those. Because if the battleground is at a digital platform, it must be finished at a digital platform. You are being identified there, analyzed there, saved there, then you must be penalized there online. Then you must send that transaction. In an advanced world, that is how things are working. People do not need to come to you and confront you. Where you committed that crime is where things are going to operate. But what is our investment in that? It's a matter of question. It's a matter of question. And I want especially the youth leaders to, especially those who are at the critical platform, to advance. These are the conversations that we need to bring about, because it's undeniable that the capacity of a young, fresh mind from university who study computer is more fresher than somebody who have been, who graduated a long time ago and have been using computer for typing and sending email. That one is a fact. Yes, I understand. Those who have been in the field have experience. But a fresh ICT graduate, a fresh computer graduate who is capacitated very well, will be able to support those technocrats who have been in the field for a long time, will be able to support the administration. That's why I'm always telling people to say, if you have somebody who studied computer science, it must be more than a qualification. It must be advancing to a technical knowledge that can save this country. And not only that, we all do not need to go to university and get back another degree and another degree to keep up with time. We must invest in real-time learning what is necessary. Ask yourself this question. Those days when somebody is bored, there were no telephones and no computers, person go to the library and read books. And when you are reading a book, you can be able to get a new perspective. You can be able even to understand what are they doing in Scotland? What are they doing in Australia? How is the life when you are reading that novel? What is the picture of that, how are you imagining being at that space, and what are you learning on that ground? But in the current situation where we have the world of fast information, number one, current people are on TikTok. We love comedy. Comedy is a very beautiful thing, but comedy can also be addictive, because you need to ask yourself to say, after, because too much of something is always dangerous. Too much of something is always dangerous, because there must be a time where you realize to say, man, I use all my data just being on TikTok or viewing status and laughing. But after my data are finished, my capacity is deteriorating. You are a bit depressed. Because you know why you are depressed? Because you did not invest anything. You did not invest anything. Had you listened to the program like Business and Economic Segment, maybe you can be able to get one or two things. Had you listened to Home Run, maybe you can get one or two things. Had you, follow Eagle FM, The Village, a newspaper, and also other platform, maybe you can be able also to get other information that can be able to assist you. But the question that we're asking ourselves is that, what is that we spend much time doing to assist us when you are in trouble? And how is our ability? How is our willingness to learn about new things? Are you rather being happy using an AI video and convincing yourself that it's true, rather than analyzing that to prove yourself wrong? Because remember, there are people who are good at just praising themselves, or there are people who want the truth to be the way they want, but the truth is the truth. It's standing out there. But what we are indicating today is that the world has become so complicated, and if we are not being careful, particularly in the world of AI can be used for misinformation. AI can also be used to manipulate facts, and AI can also be used to distort information. But the beauty of AI too is that it's a fast learning, a platform. Depends on the platform that you want to use, and so depends on of you investigate and learn to say, which site am I using? Which site is authentic? And also, how should I protect myself from this? Because no one is safer from AI. No one is safer from advanced machine. But preparedness is always the key. So yeah, looking at that report again of AI readiness, human capital shortage, that is number one. Skills and human capacity shortage. Educational curriculum need updating. Teachers training, high education, learning, capacity development, technical support officers, and all stakeholders in education. Because if we do not have people who specialize in machine learning, why can't you be a specialist? Then when you are finished, when you are done with school, no one can be able to leave you. I was just telling people that if I could go back to school, I'll make sure that I equip myself with information to that extent that by the time I come out is what is needed, because there's a lot of gaps in Namibia. There's a lot of gaps in Namibia that we need to fill right now. Having a degree in education, specialized in physical science, that is even if you're not working, that's even a better option, because you are a bit technical and you understand the technical part of things. You just need to add into that knowledge. Being a computer science graduate, maybe you specialize in other area, maybe in software engineering, you can just add to that because you already have a foundation. Then you'll be able to protect us. And now, looking at the recommendation of this report, it's quite a lot of recommendations. And I'm not indicating to say all the recommendation must be addressed once. We take which one very clear, which one needed immediately. Innovation, research and development, private sector participation. funding for AI startups and also public sector partnership. You'll be shocked to realize that when it's coming to public sector and private sector, and I'm very impressed by banking. Every day, banking institutions, if they are not offering a course on AI, cybercrime, they are capacitating their employees on that. And it's a bit rare to see who is being hacked. Yes, we have received information of some banks being hacked, but at majority of the time, it's our public service institutions. It's our public service institution and many other agencies of government. But what can we do? We must develop the culture of collaborative learning, not only learning for you to graduate, but also learning for you to understand. And I like having conversation with people when I meet them, because I do not know what I'll face tomorrow. And there's something that one old guy told me to say: never ever undermine a person by looking at that person. Never ever undermine a person by looking at that person. You may think that it's just an old guy, maybe a drunkard, maybe he's a depressed guy, or maybe somebody who failed in life. But little did you know that people that failed in life are actually people who can give you good advice. Honest and good advice. Because people who fail in life, they can be able to tell you that now I'm not able to pick myself up anymore, but I don't want you to fall the way I fall. Yeah, because there's always a saying to say the best marriage advisor is that one who is a married, not that one who is, a graduate with a cum laude. Or the best marriage advisor, somebody who break up and went through a difficult situation and understand that this is how things are being handled. But in this case, in terms of information about computer, in terms of information about AI, let us develop the culture of learning. And we have this thing of, and I call it unnecessary debate, just to put it that way. And I'm feeling sorry, particularly when you look at my fellow peers, the born-free generation, when we are at places having good time and debating. But when you look at the context of our debate, you realize to say, who is going to lead us in the future if we are entering into this debate? What should I get from this debate? Somebody can stand on top of the table just to prove a point which is wrong, or just to win an argument, but say, guys, what are we teaching each other here? Because by the time we wake up, we are 75 years old and time is gone. And somebody who is reading your country, you don't even know that person because you fail to act on time. So, dear listeners, as we are always indicating, we are always very happy and honored, particularly when you listen to Eagle FM Namibia. And we need to leave you in the good hands of Tuma team, that is Uncle Fly. And Kapate Katoka. And for me, David Shombe, bye bye, and see you tomorrow, same time, same place.